Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea today launched a high-altitude ballistic missile that flew over the Sea of Japan. Japan issued a strong protest immediately after that launch. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Tokyo would remain in close touch with the U.S. and South Korea about developments in North Korea. Launch came just days after the election of a new South Korean president, as the U.S., Japan, and European militaries gathering in the Pacific for war games. Cyber attack against tens of thousands of data networks around the world, all infected by malware that locks computer files unless ransom is paid, spread even further. On Saturday, there is no word on who launched that plot. Britain's National Health Services first sounded the ransomware alarm on Friday. Amber Rudd is Britain's Home Secretary.
This has been an international attack. It's impacted 100 countries. It has affected our NHS, but also some elements of industry.
Varun Bhadar is chief executive of the cybersecurity firm RedLock.
Organizations as well as end users really need to pay attention to keeping their systems up to date. When your service providers are providing you patches, you've got to make sure you're on top of that.
Computer security experts are saying that the current attack could have been much worse, but the quick action of a young researcher in Britain who discovered a vulnerability in the ransomware itself. World Health Organization saying the Democratic Republic of Congo once again facing an outbreak of Ebola. Health minister in that country says three people have died in the northeastern part of the country. This is the first outbreak of the virus in the DRC since 2014, when 49 people died of Ebola. This is VOA News. Monitors are saying Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by a U.S.-led air coalition are battling Islamic State extremists near Raqqa, that is the IS de facto capital. Sunni Arab and Turkmen militias also involved, along with a separate contingent of Turkish-backed forces opposed to a faction of Kurdish fighters in the U.S.-backed Syrian Defense Forces alliance. Palestinians in the West Bank held municipal elections for representatives on dozens of councils, but the Gaza Strip did not take part, highlighting the divide between the two territories. The election for mayors and local officials widely seen as a popularity vote for President Mahmoud Abbas Fatah's party. Fatah political rival Hamas is boycotting the vote by refusing to produce a list of candidates. Hamas says the vote will only increase the tensions between the two groups. President Trump says the new FBI director will be chosen in the next few days. His remarks came 4 days after he fired James Comey, a move that is still resonating here in Washington. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters aboard Air Force One.
I think the process is going to go quickly because almost all of them are very well known. You know, they've been vetted over their lifetime, essentially. But very well known, highly respected, really talented people. And that's what we want for the FBI.
Nearly a dozen people being considered, including attorneys, law enforcement officials, and lawmakers. Meantime, President Trump received an honorary doctorate from Liberty University. He encouraged the graduates there to go out in the world and make a difference. Liberty University President Jerry Falwell, the son of a conservative evangelist, Jerry Falwell Sr., helped Mr. Trump win 80% of the white evangelical vote in last year's election. Chinese President Xi Jinping gave the opening address today in Beijing at the two-day Belt and Road Conference. Russian President Vladimir Putin was among the 29 world leaders in the capital for the initiative designed to reopen the ancient routes of the historic Silk Road as a way of boosting global development and expanding links between Asia, Africa, and Europe. Xi has pledged billions of dollars to the project for a massive network of rail and maritime links. He also said China will provide emergency food aid worth 2 billion yuan to developing countries along the Belt and Road and make an additional contribution of 1 billion U.S. dollars to the Assistance Fund for South-South Cooperation. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.